Oh, got all the best guests for our first show of 2020. Look, here's Dr. Susie Wiles. Hello there.
Hello.
Thank you for coming in so early in the year.
My pleasure.
So this is Susie's story. The Ministry of Health is warning health professionals about an outbreak of a deadly new virus in China. It's killed 2 people and it's infected at least 62, and it causes symptoms from fever through to severe lung disease. Sounds pretty horrific, Susie. What exactly is this virus?
So it's a new member of the coronavirus family, and so there's like hundreds of them, and the ones that usually infect humans just cause the common cold. But in the past, there's been a couple that have caused quite serious outbreaks. So SARS being one of them, and MERS is another one. So these are kind of severe respiratory infections caused by these sort of some of these viruses, and they come from animals. And so what seems to have happened is another one of what we call these spillover events, where essentially a virus that was circulating in animals seems to have crossed into humans. And now it's a case of what is going to happen with this outbreak. Is it going to end up being like SARS, which was fairly serious, or is it actually not going to be that transmissible between people?
SARS was serious, particularly when you look at the number of people killed, but it wasn't quite the global epidemic that we thought it might be, right?
Partly because health professionals and microbiologists are looking for these things all the time, right? Mm. So when something pops up in this very early stages, everyone's like, right, you know, action stations, how do we stop it from becoming a global pandemic? And so that's why when you have to find out what the source is, isolate those people who are infected to try and stop transmission. And then if you can do that, you can make it a not global pandemic. And that's exactly what happened with SARS. And that's what people are thinking about now. But the really important stuff we don't know yet is, where did it come from? Has that source been removed? So, or is it going to keep coming into humans? Mm. And then in terms of humans, how many people get infected? How easy is it for them to infect other people? How severe are the symptoms? How many people, if you get infected, will die? And all of that stuff is not really yet known.
Which animal are we blaming at this stage?
Oh,
I heard the bat. Our hatred on the bats.
No, so these viruses seem to come originally from bats. The one that caused SARS came from bats via a civet cat. So it went bats, civet cat, humans. MERS, it appears, have done bat, camel, humans. So it could be anything. And that's, I guess, why they've shut down the particular live animal market where there was a whole bunch of stallholders who first got infected. But it's very hard, you know. Was that just sort of a one-off event where a sick animal or a few sick animals ended up having this virus and they've transmitted it and now they're gone? That should be the end of it until the next time there's a they get infected.
How does it leap from animals to humans?
Oh, it tends to just be if there's an animal that's unwell and it's basically secreting the virus in its, could be aerosol droplets or something. And then if people end up breathing those in or touching them in some way, then you can get it, or maybe even eating the meat. And then it just happens to be, if it's a version of the virus that can sort of get a hold in humans, it can start. But often if you isolate those people, stop it transmitting and get rid of the source, then it kind of burns out, essentially.
There's some conflicting numbers here, eh? Researchers in London estimate more than 1,700 cases of this new disease, but the Chinese government says 62.
Yeah, so the latest I've heard is possibly around 200. So what the people in London have done is they have taken, they've looked at the population of Wuhan. They have looked at the number of flights that leave. And then they said, given that there were 2 or 3 cases that we know of people who are symptomatic who've turned up in other countries, they've kind of done a sort of back of the, envelope calculation. Yeah. And then said, we estimate, you'd kind of need this many people infected in order to see those 2 or 3 cases in another country. And they're saying anywhere between 1,700 and 4,000. That could be the case, but maybe not everybody is symptomatic or is having severe symptoms. Again, that's the kind of stuff that is everybody now is trying to figure out.
So began in China, in Wuhan, this city,
yep,
right? And
city.
Now people who have the disease are leaving Wuhan by plane, as people tend to do. And so the question is, will it spread with them, I suppose?
Yeah, that's why the crucial thing is, how infectious is it between people?
Mm.
And at the moment, so there don't appear to be any cases with the healthcare workers. They're usually a really good sort of canary, I guess, if they start getting sick.
Lucky them.
There's been There have been a few cases where it seems like somebody who's got severe symptoms, they weren't at the market, but they had contact, really close contact with somebody who was. So it may well be that it's transmissible between humans, but not very well. So you need like really close contact for long periods of time, maybe. So those are the things that you need to understand in order to be able to say, well, is everybody at risk? Or actually, once we have identified all the people who are infected and quarantined them, then essentially it's going to kind of be fine.
So is that cause for optimism then, that at this stage it seems like it's quite hard to transmit between humans?
Yes, I would say it's not at this stage worth massive panics about. I guess the concern people have is with Chinese New Year coming up, that there's going to be a massive influx of people travelling around, both people travelling from Wuhan, but also, you know, kind of going in and then coming out again. And so I guess that's everyone's concern, is that if they haven't dealt with the origins of the infection and people keep getting infected, then perhaps they'll travel out. It's a watch and yeah, watch the space. But at the moment, signs are it's not going to be as bad as SARS, I'd say.
Do we know if any infected people have come to New Zealand?
I don't think so. Not that I have heard.
No direct
not that
flights,
I've seen.
Same.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, so it has. I think all the ones so far have been direct flights.
Okay. And any other particular sort of cautions for New Zealanders?
Well, practice good hand hygiene. Lots of washing your hands. If you have been travelling and you get sick, you know, let the doctors know that you've been travelling. Mm. If you're going to sneeze into your elbow. To put it in context, though, so 2 people dead so far. 4,000 people die every day from tuberculosis, which is a lung disease spread through the air. So, you know, we have lots of diseases that kill far greater numbers that we don't panic about. So at this stage, let the professionals do their job, which is figure out what's going on, and then if there's cause to panic, they'll let us know.
Okay. And I guess just to be safe, just take loads of antibiotics, Susie.
Great. Another opportunity to say don't take antibiotics for viral infections.
I'm just winding you up. Susie has literally written the book on the overuse of antibiotics. No, you don't use them for viruses.
No. Okay. Just wash your hands.
Okay. Hey, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
Happy 2020. That's Dr. Susie Wiles with the latest on this virus in China.